Hey friend, welcome to Rise and Shine with Emily C. I'm your host. This podcast is all about rising from the ashes of your past trauma so that you can step into motherhood with a fierceness and confidence you didn't know was possible and become a generational game changer. I'm so excited that you've decided to include me on your journey. Together, we're going to rise and shine. Let's go. Hey guys, welcome to Rise and Shine with Emily C. I'm so excited to be here with you today. I'm so excited that you are taking some time out of your day to join me. So today we are talking about, or answering the question rather, are you a prickly caterpillar, you know, those little caterpillars that go along the leaves and they've got those prickles sticking out of their back to protect themselves? Or are you a beautiful butterfly? So we're talking about this, and if you're someone who has had a traumatic past, and you're wondering how to finally leave that part of your life behind you, then stick around, because I am uncovering the top two telltale signs that you're a prickly caterpillar or you're a beautiful butterfly. And these are things that we are going to go more in depth with in the coming weeks. So first of all, for me, I realized not that long ago that I was actually a prickly caterpillar. And when I say prickly caterpillar, I was so concerned with keeping all the things out, mainly the hurt, but that shield of protection, those prickles, if you will, kept out the hurt. That worked, but they also kept out the good and the love and the all the good things that life has for you. So sign number one is believing in yourself. Now, if you're a prickly caterpillar, you tend to seek the approval from others. I know this is something that I have struggled with in the past. And from time to time, just keeping it real, I still do from time to time, not all the time, but occasionally it happens. You have this, you get an idea or you have this vision for something that you want to create, and you think to yourself, I wonder if that's a good idea. Nah, that can't be a good idea. So you ask somebody else who, it doesn't really matter to them whether you do it or you don't do it, because it doesn't affect their life. And then you take that opinion that person gave you, and you use it and treat it like the Holy Grail. All right. If you're a beautiful, beautiful butterfly, you are able to own who you are. You take your ideas and you run with them. You take your ideas and you run with them, and you don't really care what people think, what people say. You know what you want, and you believe that you will be a success because you're walking in your purpose. Now, the second thing that I want to talk about today is reclaiming your power. If you're a prickly caterpillar, you likely believe that life is happening to you and you are merely just a victim caught up in the events of life and you have no control over them. But if you're a beautiful butterfly, you can recognize that life happens for you. Does that mean that you can control all of the things all of the time? Of course not. No. But you have the power to create your beautiful, resilient life that you dream of. You recognize that you are not powerless, rather, you are powerful. So, if you would like some help metamorphosizing from the prickly caterpillar into the beautiful butterfly that you know in your heart you can be, I want to invite you into a complimentary breakthrough session. And actually, I have a workshop coming up in a few weeks. Be sure to stay tuned for more info on that. But in your complimentary breakthrough session, it's a Fierce Confident Mama breakthrough session. We brainstorm together how being a fierce, confident mama can come out to play for you, how it can change, not only your life, but the life of your children. Because what we know is that when you have a traumatic childhood and you bury it, it comes out in ways that we don't even recognize on a daily basis. So it comes out and your children kind of inherit it. So what a Fierce Confident Mama breakthrough session allows you to do is begin to create the vision and see how it's possible for you to metamorphosize from that prickly caterpillar that's got a shield of protection around herself into a beautiful butterfly, ready to share her glorious beauty with the world. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Emily Clickhorn, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.